If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about...
This is the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. 16,000 U.S. and Iraqi troops launched a major operation today in rested Diyala province called Lightning Hammer. U.S.-led Operation Phantom Strike continues throughout the country. The new offensive targets al-Qaeda-linked Sunni insurgents and Iran-backed Shiite extremists. In Baghdad, a crisis meeting aimed at mending Iraq's tattered government is scheduled for today, although it's not clear how many members of opposition parties will be in attendance. Analysts express concern the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki may be completely disintegrating. In Iraq, 4 U.S. soldiers were killed yesterday, 3 of them in a roadside bomb in a northern province. In southern Gaza, Israeli ground and air forces have launched a major operation targeting Palestinian militants. In Mogadishu, at least 31 civilians have been killed and 60 wounded in the past 24 hours. Fighting broke out yesterday when rebels bombed a government base housing Ethiopian troops. In Russia, a high-speed train traveling between Moscow and St. Petersburg derailed last night when it was hit by a small homemade bomb. At least 60 people have been injured. A 5.3 earthquake hit the Big Island of Hawaii last night. No injuries or serious damage was reported. The islands are bracing for Hurricane Flossie, which is expected to pass offshore tonight or early tomorrow. Southern and Midwestern cities from Arkansas to Texas to Nebraska continue to swelter in triple-digit record-setting temperatures. At least 8 people have died. Forecasters say the heat wave will continue throughout the week. The owner of the Crandall Canyon mine says he hasn't given up hope of finding 6 miners alive, even though it's been 8 days since the coal mine collapsed. Rescuers continue to drill, trying to reach the men. The Houston Chronicle reports President Bush is not expected to appoint a replacement when his top political advisor, Karl Rove, leaves this month. Rove's duties are likely to be divided between other White House administrators. Philanthropist and socialite Brooke Astor has died in New York of natural causes. She was 105. You're listening to the Quality News Network. Science and business are next.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm washing my car. You want to help?
No, I don't want to be a polluter.
Whoa, I'm not polluting. I'm just washing my car.
If your car wash water is going down the street and into the bay, then you're a polluter.
Oh, really?
I'll help you clean this up, but what you should do next time is go to a local car wash.
And pay money?
Pay money for them to recycle the water and keep all that pollution out of the bay. I think it's really worth it.
Taking care of the marine sanctuary is your duty. From Mayos at Monterey High.
Don't dread the Fed. Sure, the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. Seems like it happens every day around noon. But does that affect your home loan? Not necessarily. Talk to the pros at Gold Coast Financial. They can help you bid your dread of interest rates goodbye. Don't wait another minute. Start living in your dream home while sending your interest rate nightmares packing. Gold Coast Financial. 649-8757. 649-8757. Gold Coast Financial. 831-649-8757.
Canadian scientists have developed an experimental vaccine to treat multiple sclerosis that appears to be safe and may be effective. The vaccine will now move into stage 2 trials. MS affects 400,000 people nationwide. Mattel is poised to launch another large toy recall, once again because of lead paint, once again from a Chinese manufacturer. The 1.5 million toys Mattel recalled 2 weeks ago are still being removed from store shelves. Nokia says it will replace 46 million mobile phone batteries following 100 complaints customers' phones overheat while charging. Software maker VMware begins trading today on Wall Street. Its initial public offering yesterday set shares at $29. VMware sold 33 million shares, raising about $900 million for the Silicon Valley company. Goldman Sachs announced a $3 billion bailout of one of the major hedge funds it manages. Customer spending was up 0.03% in July. Strong sales.
live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
All right. Get up. If the drums didn't wake you up in the last show, nothing will. Damn it, get up. Jumping jacks. Everybody up, down, up, down. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, that's enough. Welcome aboard, everybody. It's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. John Fox sitting in and keeping the chair warm for Mr. Vecchio. And I'm not exactly sure if he's been stuck at work or what, but he just couldn't pull it off today. So since I'm actually back, since I'm actually live, Bob and I figured, well, what the hell? I'll just stay on. So I've been flipping through looking for stuff. And you know, as I was saying, you know, in the last program, you know, having not had an internet connection for 3 weeks, I got completely disconnected, and it's amazing how fast you can lose track with what's going on. And in this 24-hour soundbite kind of culture that we live in now, you really can feel left behind in a second, you know? And I had a... It took me days, and I still don't quite feel like I'm kind of, you know, back and connected. So I went looking for a few things. Now, so I went and hunted around, you know, a couple places that I like. You know, Huffington Post, I went to The Guardian, I went to Information Liberation. Now, here's a site. If you don't have this in your bookmarks or in your, you know, daily or every other day kind of surfing routine, add it. You need to become very familiar with a website, informationliberation.com, the news you're not supposed to know. And this is a really, really great website. They've had some really great stuff on the economy, some great stuff on the war. They cover, you know, the comings and goings of the CIA and history and today and whatnot. And there's one of the stories over there grabbed my attention. And I haven't actually read it yet, so you and I will learn this together. But you, the headline, you'll understand why I went here. It says, job seekers must obtain Homeland Security approval. You want a job? You got to go through Homeland Security. It says here, U.S. citizens and other residents will require prior approval from a Department of Homeland Security to get a job under new immigration guidelines introduced by the cabinet and sanctioned by President George W. Bush today. I guess this was yesterday. This requirement was initially part of the failed immigration bill, which has now been within the boundaries of existing law to secure our borders more effectively, according to Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez. The Employment Eligibility Verification System, EEVS, has been renamed E-Verify and will initially require more than 200,000 companies doing federal business to use the system to establish employment eligibility of new hires and the validity of their Social Security numbers. Later, the department will be expanded to cover all companies and will include photo screening features through agreements to allow E-Verify access to the repository of photographs in State Department of Motor Vehicle databases. American Civil Liberties Union pointed out that the DHS's verification system is error-plagued, and if the department makes a mistake in determining work eligibility, there will be virtually no way to challenge the error or recover lost wages due to the bill's prohibitions on judicial review. Ah, so you can't even question it. EEVS would be a financial and bureaucratic nightmare for both businesses and workers, said Timothy Sparapani, ACLU Legislative Counsel. Under this already flawed program, no one would be able to work in the U.S. without Department of Homeland Security approval, creating a no-work list, similar to the government's no-fly list. We need immigration reform, but not at this cost. President Bush praised the two secretaries for implementing these important reforms. You wanker. Although the Congress has not addressed our broken immigration system by passing comprehensive reform legislation, my administration will continue to take every possible step to build upon the progress already made in strengthening our borders, enforcing our worksite laws, keeping our economy well supplied with vital workers, and helping new Americans learn English, Bush said. Where the hell did learn English come from? That's just nuts! It's not clear how the scheme will be funded. Not like the economy has any money to spare, as the allocation of $400 million for the implementation of the EEVS E-Verify system was part of the immigration bill. The Congressional Budgeting Office estimates the system to cost in excess of $1 billion. Your money at work. Don't you feel more secure out there, Mr. and Mrs. America? Do you feel better knowing that you gotta go and register with Homeland Security so you can go wash a damn car? What a bunch of nonsense. Ah! I mean, what a mess. What a mess this is looking to set up. It's just, there, you know, I can kind of, you know, get the point when someone's trying to just do something, but this ain't that. This ain't trying to do just something. This has something else going on. And, you know, they're going to tie it in with motor vehicles and photos. I mean, this is just more of this Big Brother Orwellian insanity that has absolutely just drowned our culture, you know? And, okay, you're out of work. See, I'm automatically thinking about the individual, right? You're already out of work, and you're trying to find a job, and you're already struggling just for the bus fare to go for the job interview for some crap job that won't even pay your bills, and you're going to have to go through some registration process with Homeland Security. And can you just imagine when they get a false result on someone that shouldn't be allowed to work by Homeland Security? Can you imagine trying to get off that list? So how fast will this be used as a weapon against, say, a political protester? How hard would it be for someone to take, say, someone's name from, you know, Greenpeace or the Stop the War Coalition or some other such thing and just add your name, my name, to this list? So I decide to go back to the United States for, you know, 6 months, a year. I'm an American born and bred boy, and because of what I do here, what I write, someone decides, we'll defund this studio quickly. What do you reckon? I mean, and seriously, does this, will this, you know, make any difference you know, to anything regarding what they say that they're trying to deal with, you know, which is like illegal workers? Hell no. Hell no. You know, it's just nuts. So I tell you what, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a caller on the line. We have Mr. Bo Webb from Coal River Mountain Watch, and they've got a protest going on today. And we're gonna get them on the air, and we're gonna have a little bit of a chat about what they're up to. So. Sorry, Joe, we're going to kind of slide a bit of the old foxy, you know, environmental stuff into your slot. I hope you don't mind. So stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to have a little bit of a chat with Mr. Webb here in just a minute. So you're listening to the Cup of Joe radio show. John Fox filling in for Mr. Joe Vecchio here on America's Liberal Voice, the Head On Radio Network. And we will be right back after this.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, the problem with the so-called professional media has just as much to do with the news they're not telling you than it does with what they do tell you. If, for example, you were to believe what you see on TV or read in the newspapers, you would think that everything is just fine in New Orleans or along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. That's why unreportednews.net is so important. It's not just keeping us informed of the tragedy that's still unfolding on the Gulf Coast, it's helping to do something about it by helping families who have had their lives and livelihoods destroyed. Not just by a terrible natural disaster, but by the callous indifference of the current administration and their wealthy allies in the news media. Unreportednews.net is taking the initiative to keep us focused on this tragedy, but they can't do it alone. They need your help. So please go to unreportednews.net and give what you can, and let others know what's happening there. Because the only thing worse than an unnecessary death is an unmourned one. Unreportednews.net, your source for real news.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
Here's a little test for you. Identify the following water-saving devices around your home. Using water wisely is important, since our growing population puts pressure on this limited resource. Ready? That's water-saving device number 19, your outdoor faucet. Check faucets, sprinklers, and hoses for drips or leaks to save water and money. That's your toothbrush, water-saving device number 54. Turn the faucet off while you brush and save up to 25 gallons a month. It's water-saving device number 11, your water bill. If it's unusually high, you could have a leak. Learn to detect and repair leaks by contacting your water provider. Last clue? That's BeWaterSmart.net, a helpful website full of water-saving tips from the Water Conservation Coalition and your local water provider. There are a number of ways to save water, and they all start with you. Water, use it wisely.
This is The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
You bet this is The Horn. Welcome back, everybody, to the Cup of Joe radio show. John Fox filling in for the man while he's taking a day off. And unexpectedly, but most wonderfully, we have on the line at this very moment, Mr. Bo Webb from Coal River Mountain Watch, who is an organization that you've heard plenty of on this network just because of, well, where our home studio is located in wonderful West Virginia, a place that has been absolutely decimated by mountaintop removal and some other things. So welcome aboard, Bo. I hear you have a bit of an event on today.
Thank you. Yeah, we have an event today and tomorrow will be the largest part of the event. Today, the coal industry, along with a senator from West Virginia and a congressman from West Virginia and the undersecretary of the United States Air Force, are meeting. They're having a conference on coal to liquids, and they're playing golf at a resort on taxpayer dollars today. And they're putting together the charade, a scam on the American people, that for taxpayer dollars to finance the development of coal to liquids. This will be billions of dollars to develop what we refer to as Nazi fuel. It was used by Hitler in the Second World War, and it's extremely dirty, filthy, and the people are getting scammed, and the people that live in the coal fields are going to get screwed.
Now, Bo, please, just correct me if I'm wrong. Now, one of our regular chatters, a woman by the name of Nanette, is heavily involved with mountaintop removal and other things. Now, I thought that this got shot down not long ago.
Am I wrong on that?
Yes, it did get
shot down in Congress, but they're persistent. They're very persistent, and they won't give up. The coal industry has a lot of power in this country, and our representatives in West Virginia and Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky, they're financed by the coal industry, so they're not going to let go of this, and they're going to try to block any bills that doesn't have some type of CTL development in it. And they're going to just persist it. They're going to keep it up and up. And what they're doing now is they're even putting ads on television, and they're trying to dupe the American public into buying into this ridiculous idea.
All right, Bo. Now, for the listeners that may not be up on this, this whole liquefied coal thing is to create a jet fuel. Am I correct?
Exactly. And I think that's how they're trying to get around getting a bill passed through Congress. That's my feelings on it. Senator Jay Rockefeller sits in the Armed Services Committee, and so my feeling is that they're trying to sell the Air Force on this idea, and then through taxpayer money that funds the military is to finance it through that. That's where I think they're going with it, and get their foothold in the door. Then they can say it's proven technology, Air Force is using it, and then they're going to pass it to the public.
And the crucial factor in this is that it's probably one of the dirtiest ways you could fuel anything, due to the fact that it's not just that it's coal, but the energy that it takes to liquefy it, and then it's not a very clean burning fuel, from what I understand.
It's not. It's extremely filthy. You know, they're saying that CTL will remove impurities before it gets to the coal-fired power plants. They're even talking about that, okay? And they're saying it'll take out mercury and arsenic and all these other things, but, okay, where does that stuff go? And it doesn't disappear. They don't have any vaporize. The crap is still there, and it goes down into our soils and into our communities, and it's where it's going. On the it takes on the pollutants of it and the nastiness of it, it would basically turn a, from all the other studies we've seen, it would turn a Volkswagen into a Hummer on the emissions that it would be emitting from this type of fuel. It takes roughly 6 gallons of water to produce 1 gallon of coal, you know, and water's our most precious resource on this planet. We need to remember that.
And you know, some of the southern states are in real trouble with water. And I'm coming out of Australia here, and we've been in a 6-year drought here. And as, you know, climate change continues to rear its ugly head, water is going to become more and more of a pricey natural resource. And so to, you know, continue to push these incredibly dirty technologies. And this just seems like such an incredible step backwards, Bo. You know, if coal wasn't bad enough, you know, we're taking, you know, we're moving on into using coal in a form that is even worse than we're using now. It just makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all. And, you know, CTL, coal to liquids, means more coal. That's the bottom line. It means more coal. And that means more mountaintop removal, more strip mining, more communities been destroyed. It just means more health problems. And the cost of this coal that we're burning now is extremely high. And then when you start adding more to it, I mean, people are sick from mercury and just a lot of bad effects. But these people that's pushing us, I truly believe that they're sick. There's something wrong with them. And I think I'm serious. I mean, you think about it.
That was totally a Hibbert type of laugh. You know, that was the uncomfortable kind of laugh. Because I follow these issues fairly closely.
Joking. I'm about as
militant as you can get on these issues, and it's not militant in some sort of crazy way.
Yeah.
It's militant that, you know, we cannot be doing this to our planet, to our people, you know, any longer. You know, the coal industry here in Australia is known as the coal mafia. That is the stranglehold that they have on the federal government here.
Same thing.
And yeah, I know it is. And when you have that much money, you know, being pumped in, it's really hard to get balance and the truth and the facts out there. You know, people hear, you know, little factoids going, you know, oh, we're running out of oil, we're running out of this, we're running out of that. So these folks are able to come up and say, hey, we got this alternative. Isn't it great? We already have it. We have it in abundance, and it's going to make us a fortune.
That's,
you know,
what's going
and
on.
The
bottom line, really, John, is that these people truly are. There's something wrong with them. They're sociopaths, or they have a sickness. If you care about the planet, you care about your own children and your own grandchildren, you would not promote things like this, and you would be working on things that would preserve and sustain the planet. I really believe these people need to be put away in quarantine from the rest of the planet. I don't know if we can help them or not, but they need to be taken away. They're very dangerous. And
absolutely. So tell me more. Tell me about what you've got planned for the next 2 days.
Well, today we have an air. They're playing golf today, so we have an airplane flying over the banner, which reads, you know, the coal's, you know, coal to liquids is a bad idea, and there's some other stuff on there. They'll be flying over for a couple hours, and the pilot will take an hour break, then they'll fly over another 2 hours. The whole time they're playing golf, so they can at least see that. We can't get near the place. It's a private resort, and there's a guard and a gate outside. But we'll be out there tomorrow on the road in full force, and we'll be protesting. And we're hoping to at least get people's attention that's passing by, and we've invited news media, so they should be there. We have a filmmaker that will probably be there, a major filmmaker. I'm not supposed to tell anyone who it is. They don't want it to be known yet. Mm. And so they should be out there. And then we'll try, you know, I doubt if they're listening right now, but they are, so what? We're trying to get a few people inside for the question and answer session that we can ask them legitimate, straightforward questions and hopefully not get the political answers. And hold them to the fire, so to speak. So
yeah. Now, if folks want to get more information, they can go to crmw.net. That's the web address, right?
Yes.
For you guys? Okay. Coal River Mountain Watch. And now, our lead moderator in our chat room, which is a pretty fantastic place, has a bit of something which I think is from your website, saying on day two of an event, something about counter protesters and a car involving you. What's this about?
I'm not sure yet. It seems that every time we publicize that we're going to protest or we're going to be somewhere, they send their counter protesters. And it's always, leave us alone, go away, we got to put food on the table. that's their slogan. You know, that's their war cry. Leave us alone. They just don't want to accept the fact that their industry is having an impact on the planet. And these are small people here. But they bring out the workers' wives and the workers' relatives. And, you know, it's about fear. It's fear-mongering. And, you know, you're going to lose your job. These people are extremists. Now they're calling us environmental economic extremists. So, you know, we could be taking... We spend billions upon billions of dollars in Iraq on a war over oil, on a fossil fuel. Yeah. We should be taking that billions of dollars and putting into research and development for new technologies in solar and wind and renewables. And then we would have a planet that we could all enjoy.
Absolutely. Solar geothermal, the plant that's been launched in Spain.
Yeah.
I've done a fair bit of research on that SPEG system, and it to me really strikes me as being something that we can use right here, right now, to produce, you know, base power load generation. Yeah. And like you said, all this money that we've been throwing away on a war over a form of fuel that's running out, as opposed to going and getting something that's abundant, it defies any logic. And I agree with you; these people really are sick when you come down to it. Now, I'm going to bring into the conversation, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring my producer and host of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Mr. Bob Kincaid himself, because he lives in West Virginia.
Oh, we're buddies, Bo and I are.
I figured as much. So we had to bring you on. Now, Bob, you know, Bo was mentioning the fact that, you know, they bring the wives up of the workers and whatnot and do all this fear-mongering campaign. Do you remember back early in the piece of us forming this network, and we were talking about me doing an environmental show, and the whole thing came up and said, okay, we're pro-union, but you're doing an environmental show. How are you going to deal with when someone, say, from the coal industry or, you know, one of the unions connected with it, say, wants to sponsor us? How do I, you know, deal with the fact that, you know, I'm coming off as attacking the coal industry? And my response is, I think in the 21st century we shouldn't be sending good men and women down into dangerous dark holes so that we can power our society. I think that we should have moved beyond that long ago, and I think it's exactly from that this fear mongering over you want to take my job away. It's like, no, I don't want to take your job away. I want you to be retrained to work in the new, cleaner, safer industry.
Right, John, and you know what we'd like to see is we've never had a chance to find out, quite honestly. Bo, your people have been where they've been for, what, 200-300 years, right?
Yes, my family has. Yes.
And some portions of my family have been here since before 1700. With all of that in mind, this state, as a state, has never had an opportunity to find out if it can survive without coal. And I think we can. But as long as we've got these people that, you know, spin gravel and try to hit people with rocks and all of that kind of stuff, you know, the terrified housewives, that kind of thing, we'll never find out. This is a mono economy in this state, John, that operates on nothing but fear. Of course, we know that fear is what's for dinner now. Fear is everything that runs this state. You're never going to see a responsible company that does the kind of things that we look toward in the future come to West Virginia, because we're poisoned, aren't we, Bo?
Yeah, it's just we're saturated with it, and you know, this state was designed to be this way well over 120, 130 years ago, when the coal industry and the land companies came here and saw the abundance of timber and coal. They stole this land from our ancestors. There was courthouses that burned down. Then quick claim deeds were made up, and people were told that, well, you're on our property. You can stay here if you want to pay the taxes on it, and that they mine the coal. And people were hoodwinked, scammed into putting their ex on a line to get their land taken away from them. And it's been that way. And it's all about fear, as Bob says. It's, you know, they were forced off their land into coal camps to work for these
yeah. The fact of the matter is, this acre of ground where the studios sit, a coal company could come in here tomorrow, John, and throw us off our land and just mine the hell out of it and destroy it.
Yeah, how dare you live on top of our coal?
Yeah, your house is in our way.
So like, you know, have there been cases, you know, in recent times of them using eminent domain laws to pull people?
They don't
off
have
their
to use
land?
Eminent domain. They own this. They own the minerals, and the right to the underground minerals takes precedence to the right of the surface holder.
Okay, this
they can actually go underneath
that...
you and mine if they have the mineral rights. Now, if they cause damage, of course, as they say that you get a sinkhole in your yard or your foundation collapses, you have the right to go hire an attorney and sue them. But their defense will be, wasn't us, it was an act of God. There was an earth tremor, just like this idiot out there in Utah right now talking about earthquakes that trapped those miners in the mine.
And he is an idiot.
I hear the roof of that mine had been questionable for quite a long time.
Sure, they were retreat mining. They were deliberately making the roof collapse.
Okay, well, what you bring up here about you know, being people being able to be thrown off their land brings me to a fundamental point where the system is completely just wrong. Those minerals should not be owned by the coal company. They should be owned by the citizens of the state.
Yes, they should. Like Alaska.
Right? So, you know, then... You know, the eminent domain process would at least have to come in, and I would think then if the people actually had control over the rights to the coal, they would have more of a voice in how.
Oh, of course.
It's mined.
Sure.
Yeah. How do we get that changed? It's all of our politicians are friends of coal. The coal industry, I mean, I'm serious, the coal industry runs this state entirely. Our Department of Environmental Protection is nothing more than a captive agency of the coal industry. They're the ones that are giving out the mine permits. They should be the ones enforcing the mine permits. There should be a mining permit agency separate from that.
Yeah. You'd have to be here to hear it, John. I'm sure Bo has heard these things. But on virtually every terrestrial radio station in this state, probably at least once an hour. Have you heard these things, Bo?
Yeah.
That there are ads now that run that sound like it sounds like a woman calling a consumer helpline. And, you know, this tinny little voice over the phone says, I want to know why my electricity's off.
Yeah.
And the voice on the other end says, well, radical environmentalists are wanting to use the court system to make sure you can't have electricity, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding, John. It should be illegal to put this kind of crap out there on the air. But
Absolutely. They
do it. And the thing is, from a media ownership thing, you know, we've talked about this a little bit too. Most of the radio stations in this state are owned by one company. And that company is owned by a friend of coal.
Right.
We had a protest over the weekend Asheville, North Carolina. I didn't attend it, but some of my friends did, and some groups that we work with had people there, and they were protesting the use of coal-fired power plants. And when they got to the coal-fired power plant, it was surrounded by cops. They were checking people's anyone going into the electric plant. They were checking their driver's license. They stopped at a Federal Express truck, searched him. They didn't let anybody get near there. They had helicopters flying over. They spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to secure, to taxpayers' money for security for the coal industry. Some folks left there and went to Bank of America headquarters in Nashville, who finances this stuff, and who finances the coal industry. And went inside and protested, and two people sat down on the couch and locked themselves to the couch. One of the cops came, tasered them, drug them out in handcuffs, hogtied, and basically just roughed them up really good. And that seems to be the new response to any peaceful protest that we're having, is that they're going to beat the hell out of you and chain you up and drag you out, as they did down here in the people's capital back in March of this year when we went down there.
And that's why it becomes so important to recognize that Coal River Mountain Watch, OVEC, Highlands Conservancy, every one of these groups, no matter how many times they scream, the other side scream, oh, they're eco-terrorists, every single one of these groups is founded on principles of nonviolence, right, Bo?
Right, right.
I mean, nobody's bringing guns to the protests.
And non-destructive, non-destruction also. Everyone's...
Hey, Bo, I don't know if you would have caught this, and I'll try and look it up, and I'll send it to Bob and have him forward it off to you. But a few months ago, there was an interesting court victory here in Australia over a new coal mine permit. Now, the people who challenged the permit said you have to include the environmental impact of the coal being burned in the permit for the mine. Now, this mine was being specifically set up for exports to China. So they were able to originally get the permit because it wouldn't be burned here in Australia. Well, the courts decided that, well, we need to have a bit more of a global outlook on this, and the environmental impact, since it's one environment, we have to take into effect the burning of it elsewhere, and the permit was pulled.
Oh, I like that. That is something that we have never brought up. That is...
I will hunt through my archives, and I'll find that story from the City Morning Herald, and I'll make sure that I get it to you, because maybe this is a tactic.
Oh, it's great. I love it. I'd like to bounce it off some attorneys and see what they think.
That's what I'm getting at. Creative means can be brought to bear, but it is such an uphill climb. That's why I think it's so important that we talk about these things when we can, where we can, as often as we can on these programs on the horn, John, Bo, because frankly, this is one of the few media outlets that are out there that isn't owned by somebody who has a vested interest in seeing more mountains blown up. Yeah. You know, the bottom line is, and I love, you know how I love historical perspective, when the bombs of the Blitz were falling on London, and you had Edward R. Murrow behind a microphone with those, you know, that stirring opening, "This is London." The fires that were being started, the wiping out of Canterbury Cathedral, all of that was accomplished with coal-to-liquid technology. Okay? When the tanks of the last push of the Third Reich moved into the Ardennes, was it the Ardennes or the Argonne, whatever, in the Battle of the Bulge in Belgium, those tanks were running on liquid coal fuel. All right? Here within 2 miles of where I'm sitting, there are two men in the ground who didn't come home from World War II. They were killed by liquid coal technology. And so... In the one instance, the Wehrmacht was operating on it when they fired the shell that went into him and blew him up. The other one was nothing more than a humble cook in the unit that was trapped at Bastogne when those liquid coal fueled tanks rolled into Belgium and blew him away.
Well, I think the other thing you need to be considered is all the people, the citizens that have died from the process of converting coal to liquids, and what it's just doing, and what it will do. It just we filled the atmosphere up with carbon. It can't take anymore. So what are we going to do now? CTL involves carbon sequestration, and so what we're going to fill the planet up now?
Blow it up like a balloon.
It's insane what is going on, and I'm an advocate for putting these people away. They need to be taken off the streets, out of our government, and put away somewhere where they can be watched and protected. We can be protected from them. They're evil.
Just 2 days ago, one of the great big evils of this state, a man named Don Blankenship, I'm sure you've seen this, Bo, just 2 days ago, he filed a lawsuit against the West Virginia Democratic Party. And in that lawsuit, he claimed he was defamed because the West Virginia Democratic Party quoted him, John, as saying that the deaths of the miners in Sago and Aracoma in January of 2006 were, and these are his words, not mine, statistically insignificant.
Exactly.
Again, this is another one of those points where I just think, you know, the society, the system is just fundamentally completely off its rocker.
Well, we need corporate reform.
Yeah.
First, we need campaign finance reform. Then we need corporate reform, and we can get it straightened out. You know, the corporations are controlling the planet, and there's the problem.
Yeah, and we need to make lobbying illegal again.
Totally illegal.
Yeah.
You know, they're there to represent the people, not the corporations.
Yeah. You as a citizen have a vote, whether you are a CEO or whether you're a cherry picker.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Yeah, do you suppose any money changed hands in setting up this little hootenanny at Glade Springs Resort these next couple of days?
I just think it's the basic way they do things. Okay, let's put together this nice big event, taxpayer funded, through some funds in the Senate and the congressional offices in D.C. And we've got this money there. Let's bring in the Undersecretary of the Air Force to impress all the locals in West Virginia. Let's tout this. We got to fuel the Air Force because, by God, they can't be bogged down depending on some foreign country for oil.
Country will be invaded to take their oil.
Well, our Congressman Ray Hall said in today's Bluefield paper in a newspaper that CTL would mitigate the transportation problems that we could encounter up on hurricanes in the Gulf Coast.
What?
Oh my God! I missed that one, Bo.
Yeah, I mean. I hope to get into tomorrow. I want to ask him about that. You know, do you think climate change is real? Do you think it's taking place? And do you think you should be promoting something that will accelerate climate change and thereby, you know, bring about more?
Well, the Bass Ackward
that are more vicious than the ones now.
The Bass Ackward thinking that's involved with all of this, Bo, just blows me away. We've got 100% of the non-electrical trains that run in this country run on diesel.
Yeah.
Now, it is not, given what current pricing is, it's not that far a stretch to say that converting those things to biodiesel would be a relatively simple process. But instead of doing that, we want to engage in a process of creating fuel out of coal, the dirtiest carbon product on planet Earth. And we want to run, and we'll run the trains on that, and we'll run the planes on that. We're doing stuff the hard way.
The trains themselves is a perfect example of how corporations have taken over America. If we would have developed our rail system, we would be so much farther ahead instead of all the individual cars out here burning gasoline and jets everywhere. You know, we're like third world country when it comes to railway transportation, and that was done by Goodyear and Ford Motor Company. Lobbying Congress and paying people off not to invest in the rail systems, but yet invest in highways so they can sell more tires and sell more cars.
And you bring up a very good point, Bo, because I love our interstates, but the interstate highway system was originally conceived and enabled legislatively as the National Military Defense Highway System. It was done via the Pentagon, okay? Well, this is what we're looking at again with liquid coals. It's an end run on the Congress. They're gonna empower this via the Pentagon.
Exactly.
And the next thing you know, you won't be able to hear your neighbor talk down around where you live because the mountains will be blowing up all over the place. And then we'll have legislative efforts like here in West Virginia. We've got to streamline the permitting process. And it won't be a fit place to live. It's already on the way to not being.
It's not much of a fit place to live now, but you know we're fighting for it. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, but they're just destroying it.
Well, you know, we had a couple of Horn listeners who, fine people, drove down from their home in Massachusetts, just got in their car and came, because they'd heard about what was going on the Horn, and they drove down. Larry Gibson took them to the mountain. They saw it and came away. I sat and had breakfast with them, and when we sat down to breakfast, they were still shaken by what they had seen. This stuff really gets up close and personal when you get a look at it. And they were asking questions like, you know, if coal is such a good thing for West Virginia, when we went through Whitesville, why were all the stores boarded up? You know, there are John, you got to see it to believe it. But when you go through and you see all these Friends of Coal placards in people's front yards and signs that say coal, it keeps the lights on. You drive through ghost towns. It's everything but tumbleweeds.
Here's some of the type of propaganda they put out, John.
It doesn't surprise me at all. You know, we have a very similar thing that goes on here. We have a government over here that, you know, keeps riding on what's supposedly a booming economy, but if you remove the resource sector, we're actually in recession, and it's only because we're so close to China and have all this really, really dirty coal that we can pull out of the ground that the economy in this country even floats. And they're so, you know, uncreative that they rely on this. It's the only thing that they know. And so there are similar campaigns here about how, you know, the Greens want to take your jobs away, and that's not it. That's never it. There are whole entire new industries just waiting to be torn open once we
and they're not poisonous to the people who do the jobs, John.
Well, that's exactly
no black lung, no coal workers' occupational pneumoconiosis, no broken backs.
No deliberations on whether they're going to have one emergency air resuscitator or two by the regulation. You know, I mean, you get bogged down in things that really aren't important if you would just get away from this old way of thinking.
Bo, you were going to say something about some of the other things that they're doing down in
the
neck of the woods.
Just the propaganda thing. You're talking about jobs and whatnot, you know, and how Whitesville looks. And I'm sure this happens in Australia also, you know. But here, some of the propaganda things they put out is that, you know, for every mining job, there's six other jobs created. We got to have this for the economy. It just fuels the economy, and there's growth from it. Well, we have approximately, they're trying to say 17,000 mining jobs right now, but that's really pushing. There's about 15,000 mining jobs here in West Virginia. So they've created, by their own words, 90,000 other jobs. Well, in 1980, there were 55,000 coal jobs in West Virginia, coal mining jobs. So they must have created 330,000 other jobs. So the coal industry in this state is directly responsible for the loss of 240,000 jobs in the last 27 years. So there's no way to get around it. But people don't stop and figure that out. They just take what, you know, they flood the TV and the radio stations with these type of commercials.
But they're not winning, Bo, because the survey data still says that 60-70% of West Virginians want mountaintop removal ended.
Abolished. And our representatives are not representing the people, and they won't do it. They won't bring the legislation up to do it. It's totally illegal, too, by the way. Mountaintop removal is an illegal form of mining.
Is it really?
Yeah, criminal. Not just like, you know, oh, somebody's going to get sued. Mountaintop removal is a criminal act that should send people to prison.
Yes.
I mean, I agree.
Under
with
the Clean
that,
Air Act, under the Clean Water Act. No. This isn't speculation, John. This is go read the law. It's a crime.
Here's what they did, John. Mountaintop removal was stopped. They were doing some strip mining. But it was against the law. It's against the Clean Water Act. The Clean Water Act of the United States of America says you cannot put waste in any waters of the United States of America. So on top of our mountains, we've got streams coming down everywhere, these little drains, hollows. Those are waters of the United States of America. Well, they were doing it, and they were stopped. So when Bush came into office, they took the Clean Water Act, him and Karl Rove and his buddies, and they, through an executive order, they changed some wording in the Clean Water Act that says you can put fill into a stream, United States Water.
They redefined fill to not be pollution.
The Army Corps of Engineers says it doesn't have a significant impact. So that's how they're doing this. They call what used to be the mountain the waste. Now they're calling it fill.
Right.
And it gives them a legal. Their attorneys are arguing that they're losing cases now. We've got a federal judge now that agree with us, but they're still going after the permits, and we don't know where that's going.
Well, wasn't there a final permit hearing down your way just the other day for what, a 7,500 acre site?
About 6,000 acres, roughly, and it would be Coal River Mountain, which is the mainstay of our community. It's been there for 360 million years. The Appalachian Mountains have been here, and they're proposing to blow up Coal River Mountain in about 5 to 10 years. And we've got communities on both sides of the mountain, and people are up in arms about it.
And they'll cease to exist, those communities. They will cease. Those communities will cease to exist.
Yes, they will. There'll be no more communities on Coal River.
It's amazing how a fear campaign can be so effective when the reality of the benefits are right around everyone. You know, it's willful ignorance. I mean, it's
I think Robert Kennedy said it best, and I think he's probably right. He said that America knew what was taking place here in West Virginia, in the Coal River area, in Mingo County, in these places, that there would be a revolution. And if you think about it, if a foreign entity came in here and did what is taking place here to us, we would attack them. We would blow them off the planet. They're using over 3 million pounds of explosives a day in southern West Virginia alone in mountaintop removal operations and mining operations altogether. 3 million pounds a day. It comes out to somewhere around 32, the equivalent of about 32 atomic bombs here at hematite per year. We're getting bombs.
Jesus. It's mind-boggling. Bo, we're running out of time, mate, but I'm so... thank you for ringing in. This has just been fantastic. And folks that want more information, it's crmw.net. Is that right?
Net. And also, you know, OVEC has a great website. They have daily updates. And that's www.ohvec.org. And they have daily news, and then all the news is on there. And I would urge any Australians and any organizations in Australia that are opposing this type of injustice just to contact us. So let's work together, and we need to link up worldwide to stop these idiots.
I'll tell you what, I'll drop a line to a contact that I have at the CFMEU, which is the mining union here.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if we can make something happen there. And ilovemountains.org is another really, really
That's
wonderful
another good
site
one.
Dealing.
Real good, real
yeah,
good website.
It's another really wonderful one. And when after you've gotten done with the events over the next couple of days, I'd love for you to ring into my program, which is the hour before this one, and find out how you went.
We'll do that.
Okay, man.
Stay on the line, Bo.
Okay.
We'll talk to you in a couple of days, and thanks so much, mate. And
thanks,
has been
John.
An absolute pleasure. No worries, man. Thank you, Bob. And wow, what a three for all. That was good fun. All right, folks, we got to wrap it up really, really, really quickly here. This has been John Fox filling in for Joe Vecchio, and we're hoping Joe will be back tomorrow. Thanks to Bob Kincaid for producing again and jumping in on this. Thank you to Bo for ringing in. That was just fantastic. Thank you to Ben Birch at the White Rose Society. Thank you to our mods, our bloggers, bloody everybody, and thank you to you for being here. You're listening to the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. And I'll see you tomorrow for my show. Have a great day, everybody.
And hey, get back to work.
Do I need to go on? I want a cup of Joe. Yeah.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
We can also convert your DVDs to play in any country on the planet. Call me at the duplication connection at area code 831-373-0493 or visit our website at www.duplicationconnection.com.
Don't dread the Fed. Sure, the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. Seems like it happens every day around noon. But does that affect your home loan? Not necessarily. Talk to the pros at Gold Coast Financial. They can help you bid your dread of interest rates goodbye. Don't wait another minute. Start living in your dream home while sending your interest rate nightmares packing. Gold Coast Financial. 649-8757. 649-8757. Gold Coast Financial. 831-649-8757.
The Texas House of Representatives today voted to overturn the governor's controversial executive order that would require sixth-grade girls to receive an anti-cervical cancer vaccine. There's a similar bill under consideration in the Texas State Senate. And the FDA is warning that widely prescribed sleeping pills such as Ambien and Lunesta can cause dangerous side effects, including sleep driving and sleep eating. In both instances, the patient has no memory of the activity. The FDA wants stronger warnings on the medication's labels. California's Attorney General announced a plea deal has been reached in the HP Media spying scandal. The former Hewlett-Packard chairwoman, Patricia Dunn, and three others will enter guilty pleas to misdemeanor charges. Dunn was originally facing four felony charges and jail time. And Chiquita Brands International has been charged with doing business with a terrorist organization in Colombia. Federal prosecutors filed documents against the banana company.
You're listening to The Horn. The Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. The largest toy company in America, Mattel, is recalling as many as 9 million toys produced in China. Included are some of its most popular products, including